Friday, arguably and indisputably, time for another of our Culture File guests to tell us about a few of their favourite things in watching, reading, listening, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of Checkerboard to share with us his Culture File likes.
I'm John Lambert and I make music under the name Checkerboard. A film that I had intended watching a long time ago, only got around to it recently, was Stalker by Tarkovsky, which was just incredible. It sort of informed me about his influence on a lot of the other artists and a lot of other designers, like Vaughan Oliver, the 4AD graphic designer, the famous album cover designer. There's a Stalker opens in black and white with this stunning, almost like Rembrandtish, painterly sort of cinematography. And it's very like Come On Pilgrim, the cover of Come On Pilgrim by the Pixies. So I can see how Vaughan Oliver's riffing on Tarkovsky's cinematography. And then it moves into colour, and there's all sorts of, there's kind of bits of Boards of Canada, and the, you know, so yeah, that film is amazing. And just in terms of seeing something that is the bedrock or the origin point of so many other things that I love. Well, it was a beautiful book called Wayward by Vashti Bunyan. That I read recently, that was amazing. Unusually, a story about her journeying, leaving her life and the music industry in the late 60s in London, and sort of with her then boyfriend and her dog in a wagon and horse and wagon, and basically journeying all the way to the Hebrides in Scotland over I think a 2-year period, and it sort of deconstructs the sort of the hippie ideal, if you like, but in there there's the most amazing sort of grit and soul. I mean, there's parts of it where Joe Boyd, producer for around that period, he used to work with the Incredible String Band and Vashti Bunyan and Nick Drake. He organised Vashti Bunyan and Nick Drake to just sort of meet each other and, you know, see what would happen if they were sort of, you know, see if they make music in the same space for a little period. And I think she, you know, nothing much happened. He played a bit, did his own thing. She played a bit, nothing really. I think she said in it that, you know, he did his thing and he did it really well, and I did my thing, and that's fine. Anyway, I love that book, Wayward by Vashti Bunyan. Well, I would say the work of Hiroshi Yoshimura has been big on my radar for the last 2 years. I kind of got into his stuff. He's dead now, but he's a very humble composer and sound artist from Japan that did his best work in the early 80s. And he has an album called A View of 9 Postcards, which was basically sort of meditations on views from different windows in an art gallery that he was commissioned to do. It's really hard to explain or articulate why it has this sort of eternal feel to it, but it's so, so beautiful. So simple, though. So, so simple. His instincts are so sharp and he's so sure of what he's doing. It's just inspiring for anyone who's unsure. You know, it's just like, wow, look at that. Look at how sure that person is, and, you know, and look how right that feels, you know. Podcast-wise, I've been listening to Hear Not When, the Great Irish Albums Revisited podcast, which is, it's great. There's some of my contemporaries in it that I remember at the time. There's a great one about the Jimmy Cake, but one of my favourite podcasts from that series was about Michael O'Shea, a busker from the 80s. He used to busk around town, and he used to play this sort of peculiar instrument that was kind of like a zither. kind of made from like repurposed part of a bed. It's a story of him going to London and recording his debut album, and it's enchanting. A drink that I discovered recently, it's a German Pilsner called Rothaus. I've been getting in a little drink store down the road, and it's just beautiful, and it's really just really clear and really citrusy, but really soft, really gentle. And they're sort of like, I have one or two of those, and over a few weeks, and then I decided to go back and just get my usual beer, and I can't. That's it. It's that one for life now. Scent-wise, I got a nice cologne called Replica last year, and they have these nice sort of poetic titles, and I think the one was called By the Fireplace. But it's that lovely, lovely experience of smelling something like that, and you're just jettisoned back to some old memory of from your teens or something like that. You know, it's only momentary, and then it's just gone. And you try to place the memory, and you can't quite. But yeah, it does feel like time travel, as in you have momentarily just gone back to that point, you know. So yeah, I was thinking that was worth the money.
The likes of Checkerboard there, and he's playing tomorrow evening at the Sugar Club in Dublin. And also tomorrow, he's one of our guests on the Culture File Weekly, where he'll rub shoulders with the man at the heart of the Kurdish music scene in Leitrim, the Italian financier, without whom we might never have heard of Charlie Chaplin, Walt Disney or United Artists, and Orit Gad, who's been engaging with the Elizabeth Line and the art of Douglas Gordon. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday from RTE Lyric FM.